Hey gang, I hope you're ready to get your socks rocked off substantially. Welcome to Insomnia Radio, episode 102, Side A.
Hey, this is Steve from Berman, and you're listening to the Insomnia Radio Podcast, Kill Your FM.
I couldn't live alone about what was in store. sick of crying out the rooms and riots. I'm pulling all the air to clear my sights. Tonight, alright, alright.
Yes, The Loved Ones, a three-piece out of Philadelphia. These guys are amazing. They come to us courtesy of Jade Tree Records. Check them out at thelovedonesband.com. Couple MP3s there for you, as well as their MySpace site. And that comes from their full-length release, came out this year, called Keep Your Heart by The Loved Ones. You can get it in iTunes and I'm sure anywhere else that music is being sold. Kicking off the show, of course, Insomnia Radio Darlings Berman with the track Why Am I Still Here? It is from their latest release, a full-length called Send Me to the End, and check those guys out at bermanmusic.com. Now, the theme for today's show, I was battling for quite a while. I had about 24 songs on this playlist. And I thought, you know, I got some feedback from some of the forum members, insomniaradio.net/forum, and they pretty much said, yeah, 2 hours is a little bit extensive and ridiculous. So what I decided to do is episode 102A, which you're listening to, will be 12 tracks from all of the artists that you're going to hear. Episode 102B will be alternate tracks from the same artists. So kind of a very long, extended, hard-rocking, split-up double shot or something. But anyway, we got a lot to do on this episode and a lot of music to cover, so let's keep going. The band, you've heard them before, Bombchild. This is their song, Empty Hands. Keep it loud. We'll be right back. The successor to the throne of Guns N' Roses. Yeah, I said it. Jason at InsomniaRadio.net if you disagree, but I'm serious. These guys will be absolutely huge within 2 years if they work at it, and I really, really believe they'll get there. All right, so you're wondering about, is there a theme here? Well, aside from the kind of discombobulated, weird splitting up of tracks into side A and side B thing, yeah, a lot of you, and I mean a lot of you, thank you so much, voted on the genre poll. I posted a poll on the website at insomniaradio.net asking you what's the most requested genre that you'd like to hear more of on the show. And the results were interesting. Let me pull them up real quick. Bear with me. All right, waiting for my slow internet. Okay. The results from the poll, if you haven't seen it on the site. Hard rock, 19% of you. Anything heavily caffeinated, 15%. Now, my assumption was that you can pretty much lump the anything heavily caffeinated into hard rock, and that was submitted by someone. I didn't include that in the original poll. But the overwhelming majority of you want more hard rock or anything heavily caffeinated, so episode 102, sides A and B, are for you by request. All right, let's keep the music going, and then we're going to take care of some Insomnia Radio news and biz and all that kind of stuff. This is a band, believe it or not, I got this CD over a year ago, and I started going through this big binder I have of CD submissions, and I noticed that I had never even listened to it. And shame on me, because it was well worth it. The band is America Is Waiting. It's from their debut release, In the Lines. This is Sympathy for Rome, right here on Insomnia Radio. A little Texas-born progressive post-hardcore type music from America Is Waiting. Check him out at myspace.com/AmericaIsWaiting. And I think you'll be pleasantly surprised if you're into post-hardcore. Anything, you know, like Fugazi, At the Drive-In, bands like that. And I wanted to say real quickly that I am going to try and keep the artist information concise, partly because they're going to be, you know, doubled up on back-to-back episodes, and also because I really want to keep the show under an hour because there's a lot of music to cover. So I'll tell you what, let's do one more track, and then we'll have a little bit of a talk block. And, yeah, how about some Three Man, Under the Weather? I played them, God, forever ago, it feels like. I'd have to look it up, but I would say somewhere in the Insomnia Radio teens. The band is Three Man. You can find them at the3man.net. This is Under the Weather.
We'll be right back.
adrenaline is now peaked. That was Three Man with Under the Weather. Ah, I just love that. Love it. Threeman.net is the website. They're from Buffalo, New York. And they've got a full length, which if you're a fan of Alice in Chains, you will dig this entire album. Promise you. Okay, take a breath. We'll slow things down just a little tiny bit, if possible. And get some business out of the way, some news. Let's see, we already covered the poll results. That kind of was the talkback segment, kind of short and sweet. I'll have a new question for you, though, at the end of this episode or the side B version of this episode. One thing I want to tell you is I've decided to really start getting not only you guys involved, but the fans of the artists that we play involved. After every episode, probably give it a couple, you know, maybe a two-day lag after each episode is posted, I'll put a new poll up on insomniaradio.net with a list of all of the artists featured in the latest episode. You guys go vote on your favorite. At the end of the month, or roughly thereabouts, I will do a real quick show highlighting the probably will be four artists that were the most popular from each episode, and then we'll do kind of a monthly roundup, elimination, where we pick and you vote on the artist of the month, which will eventually lead up to the artist of the year. So just a little bit more content to look forward to, and maybe a way to, you know, help get your favorite band a little bit more exposure if you like what you hear. So keep an eye on insomniaradio.net all the time for that poll. And what else? Yeah. I started a Last FM account. So if any of you are on Last FM, and if you're not, I highly recommend it. Go to last.fm and sign up for an account. It's really, really fun. And that's what the two banners up at the top of the website are, pretty much my recently played tracks and the most played artists, because it basically keeps tabs on everything that you play in iTunes, and you can promote the music that you're listening to various groups and friends, and you can also get recommendations based on the music that you listen to, which is right up my alley. So anyway, I'll have a link to my Last FM account on there. Add me as on there, on the site. This is what happens when I talk too much. Okay, so we're going to cross off Last FM off the list. We're going to cross off the Artist of the Month and the voting. And coming up, I will announce the winner of the Coffee Club giveaway, my top 10 albums from the last 2 years, and how the CD format is about to be toast. But before that, a double block of music, or block, a double track, I don't know. I don't know what they call it in Radioland. How's two songs in a row sound? The first from Antihero and the second from Cincinnati's own Bastion. Let's go.
Everything is cracking me out tonight when I'm feeling so lost in this world. All right, I can hear you toss and turn. My dreams from coming. We'll
Hey, Jill, you might want to cover their ears on this one. Hey, kids, it's Jim. The following track is not work or kid safe. Here is Bastion, Villain with Wings. Is Bastion, and that was their track Villain with Wings. You can find them at bastiononline.com. Now, I'm going to devote a serious chunk of time on this episode because it warrants it. This is perhaps the biggest story that I have come across in a long time. Now, whether or not you love or hate iTunes, whether or not you love or hate MySpace, is irrelevant, because you're about to have the biggest choice, I think, in the history of online music sales. Okay, check this out. There are currently over 3 million band pages on MySpace. All 3 million of those bands are about to have the ability to sell music directly from their MySpace page. This is thanks to a technology developed by Sean Fanning of Napster, who I said on Insomnia Radio 101 that he had developed something else called Spiral Frog, which is totally incorrect. Sean Fanning is the creator of Napster, but he is the one who developed the technology called Snowcab. This is going to be integrated into MySpace this fall. I'm guessing within the next month or so. This is absolutely huge, gang. I mean, this is gigantic. This means two things. Number one, it means the death of the CD format, and I know that's a big claim, but I'm standing behind it. Number two, it could mean the death of record labels. Think about it. 3 million band pages. All 3 million of those bands now have the ability to sell music directly from their MySpace page. No more searching on the label's website. No more hearing a song, you know, from their MySpace page and then trying to find out where it is in iTunes or on their site. And this is the best thing. It's going to be unprotected, no DRM MP3. Why is this huge? For starters, as popular as iTunes is, you know, all the music you buy there is has digital rights management attached to it, which means it can pretty much only go on your iPod or on your computer. If you want to transfer it to another MP3 player or sometimes another computer, you're just flat out of luck. Now, I mean, indie labels and all these bands are going to be... I'm floored by this. I'm absolutely floored by this. The one caveat to this is the percentage of sales that the bands will get looks like it's going to be 55%. Now, iTunes takes 35 cents per track. MySpace and Snowcap are going to take 45 cents per track. And I'm not going to get into my opinion of that. I think that it is absolutely groundbreaking to have this ability, to have a band be able to record a track in their basement and just sell it on their MySpace page. I mean, it's insane. I don't know what more to say about it. It's going to come this fall, and I really think that it's going to change. It's going to be a huge, huge obstacle for iTunes. It's going to be interesting to see what the four major labels do about this, because they're still concerned about piracy. But Snowcap doesn't aim to prevent piracy. It simply aims to enable anybody with a band to be able to very easily sell their music from the same page that they, you know, generate most of their traffic nowadays, which is their MySpace profile. So guys, this is big. Why is it going to be the death of the CD format? I mean, you've got iTunes, you've got eMusic, you've got MySpace. MySpace song sales, that is going to be... point of impact the marketing phrase is eluding me right now, but there's just too many ways now for a music fan like you to be able to just hit a site and order the music without waiting for a CD, without paying extra money for, you know, CD manufacturing and things like that. Anyway, guys, I wanted to report that to you because I highly recommend that you keep an eye out on it. I think it's really... In fact, I know it's going to single-handedly change the music industry over the next couple of years. iTunes is obviously sweating right now, and indie bands and garage bands from all over the world are rejoicing. So this is very, very good stuff. All right, rant over. New segment, pretty much over. One more thing to tell you about. I have spent quite a bit of time putting together the top 10 Insomnia Radio albums. These are albums that I've come across throughout the last couple of years producing the show. And they're all 10 of them, albums that deserve to be in your collection and on repeat. So check that list out at insomniaradio.net. And I think I've talked your ear off sufficiently for now, so let's get into some very, very, very... I want to say punk, but it's more like heavy pop punk. Anyway, this is Consumed. The album is Hit 4-6 on Fat Wreck Chords. Check these guys out. Good stuff. And the drums are just stellar. They will just shake you. This is Consumed on the take again. Couple F-bombs get dropped in this one. Not kid safe or work safe, but turn it up.
yourself, to yourself. This is not for what they say. Put on your boots, get up on that kiss. And when they're gone, you're a bird on a damaged fucking ace. You're on the take again. You're on the take again. And if I didn't know you better, I would try it again.
Consumed from Fat Wreck Chords. Check them out at fatwreck.com, and I will have the link to their bio on the label's site at insomniaradio.net. God, I love that song. You know what? I hate when I do a long segment about something that's important and then I forget something very important. So let me just add to the whole MySpace snowcap discussion. One very, very key thing is that bands and labels will be able to set their own prices instead of getting stuck with the fixed 99 cents per song that's on iTunes. And you know, I'm thinking that we'll see some above a dollar, but I'm also thinking we'll see quite a few songs under a dollar. Okay, that said, let's keep the music rolling. This is a band from the UK that have become very good friends with the Insomnia Radio family. They have just reached out to us on many occasions. And I love what they're doing. They love what we're doing. And it's time to play them. This is Curb Slider with Manufactured Me right here on Insomnia Radio. We'll be right back.
try to make this song sound positive. 40 miles and it sound with the radio. Preaching to me, I should be happy with me. Fuck you, it's all I have to say. Self doubt, self speak today. I'll give my life.
Recording?
It'll stop.
Dude, one at a time. One at a time.
That band was Latterman, and I love those guys. Every single song they put out is just fun and rocking. That was from their album Turn Up the Punk, We'll Be Singing, and continuing their long tradition of lengthy song titles, For Someone So Easygoing, You Sure Do Wear Pants a Lot. You can find them at, oh man, LattermanBand.com. Very, very cool stuff. I need to get like a book of adjectives so I can quit saying cool, awesome, and stellar. The three most commonly used words on Insomnia Radio. And rock your socks off. Okay, guys. It's time to announce the Coffee Club winner from Insomnia Radio 101. I'm giving away a month of free coffee. And the winner, I don't want to say your last name, but that's all I've got on you, is Jim. Come on down. You've got a month of free coffee and a free compilation CD coming your way. So, Jim J, shoot me your address, jason@insomniaradio.net. I will take care of the rest. Thanks, man. And a quick shout out to all the newest members of the Insomnia Radio Hangout. Naz or Naz, how do you say that, dude? Naz? Naz. I'm gonna say Naz. Jill, just for you, lots of fun. And of course the filler, who that's Phil Ramey doing Insomnia Radio Seattle. And of course Kios. Thanks guys for showing up and making some noise on the forum. InsomniaRadio.net/forum. It's starting to heat up once again after I foolishly deactivated it. I don't know why the hell I did that. But it's been a good time the last week, so head on over and join the party. It's a lot of fun. And guys, that covers all of the extraneous stuff that I wanted to talk about. All that's left is the music. So without further ado, let's hear from Leonard, and then we will close the show out with The Thieves. But first, this is Leonard. The song is Getting It from their Ronster Monster EP. This is, I would call this bar rock. So, you know, perfect companion to a night of drunken brawling. Anyway, enjoy. I'll be back to wrap up the show in just a sec. Get it all, get it, yeah, hey! Leonard. You can find him at leonardrocks.com. I just feel like going, urgh, after hearing that song. Yeah, so that is just about it for Insomnia Radio 102 Side A. You can catch all of these bands again on Side B in just a few days. We'll have repeat performances, alternate tracks from each of these artists on that episode. So stay subscribed for that. If you're not subscribed, feeds.feedburner.com/insomniaradio. Plug it into your podcatcher of choice or look for us in iTunes. Closing out the show, one of my favorite bands, The Thieves. You can find them at thebandofthieves.com. This is a track I haven't played before by them. And it's a little bit on the mellow side, but it's an appropriate closer. It's called It Still Goes On, and it's from their album Tales from the White Line. And by the way, I do have a studio cut fresh from their newest recording sessions. I'm going to feature that very soon alongside an interview with the band. So, guys, thank you for listening. I have filled your ears with all kinds of stuff, so we will belay the question of the week for the end of 102 Side B. I'm out of here, guys. Take care and take care of each other.
We get it on, you take it out, it still goes on. You buy every choice, but I got the voice, it still goes on. Change.
with the first of two Thieves songs. You can catch the second one on side B, as well as all the bands I've played here today will be I'll have them featured on once. God damn! What the hell am I trying to say?